Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. And with me today, I have two luminaries. Dave Hamilton, how are you today?
I am illuminated.
I can tell. I'm basking in the glow. And and adding to the warmth to that glow, Brian Chaffin, how are you?
Hey!
It's funny. I thought that warmth was from the candle I had in front of me. But now I know it's you.
But now you know it's Brian. And as they say, knowing is half the battle.
It's true.
Yeah. Hey, so our sponsor this week is Smile. And excuse me. And specifically their product, Text Expander Touch 3. And so I just wanted to bring it up real quick and let everyone know that it's a great product that I'm using all the time on my iPhone and have found it to be incredibly handy now that we have the universal or system-wide keyboards. And I'm also loving the fact that it synchronizes with Text Expander on my Mac, so I have all the same snippets in all the same places, which is just absolutely a beautiful thing. So I can actually memorize one set of snippets and use them everywhere. A snippet, by the way, is just a little abbreviation that you make. And then it when you type it, it expands out into a word, a phrase, or pretty much anything that you could need on your Mac, even into a script that runs and does something else. So it's a great utility. I'm glad that they're sponsoring us because I love using it. Mm-hmm. And you can check it out at the App Store. Of course, I'll have a link in our show notes for it as well. And if you want to check it out before you go buy it, just go over to smilesoftware.com and give it a look.
I will do that. I actually already have it, but you should all do it.
Smile's a great company. It's a good product.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah. I have a couple topics that I thought would be interesting for us to hit today. The first is a follow-up to yesterday's news that GTAT is filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And for those of you that are like, GTAT, what is this thing? Okay, this is the company that Apple partnered with to make sapphire glass for the Apple Watch and presumably for the iPhone, although we don't have sapphire glass on the iPhone.
Technically, it would be more accurate to say this is the company that Apple partnered with to make sapphire.
There we go. Yes. Yeah, there we go. So they are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which it gives them protection so they can restructure their finances and their debt, and their intention is to stay in business. So the assumption that's been tossed around is that this bankruptcy is in some way related to Apple, and maybe Apple is making demands that they can't meet, and so now money isn't changing hands, or there's all different things that could be playing into this. So the news that's coming out today, it's actually speculation, is that Apple could become their own sapphire glass maker. And that's because the furnaces that GTAT is using are the collateral for the money that Apple fronted to them.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about this here theory that's being bandied about. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want to be its own sapphire maker. Apple, you know, every time Apple partners with an expert supplier, be it in Asia or be it here in the States, or anywhere for that matter, Apple owns the factory, often owns the equipment, and has expert suppliers operating it. And that's because they're expert suppliers. So Apple kind of gets its cake and eats it too. They get to own the equipment. They know that the equipment's going to be used. It's going to be dedicated to them. But they've got people that actually know how to use it, using it.
But that's true of what Apple does in-house as well. They have experts in different fields, say software development or hardware design or accounting or public relations, right? I mean, that's how Apple staffs all of Apple, is with experts. So while I get what you're saying, there's no reason that Apple couldn't just manage this team as a team that is wholly owned by Apple, as opposed to managing it from afar. Now, there are some nice liability separations that happen when Apple doesn't technically own the factory, but those can be dealt with too. So, right? I mean,
Apple does own the factory. They're leasing it to GTAT.
See?
Apple could, in fact, hire the very team that was working under GTAT. It's true, all that could happen. I just don't think that Apple wants to do that sort of thing.
Sure.
I mean, it's certainly not been within their model in the past. I mean, if anything, if Apple does end up owning this stuff, it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up taking the gig to another company to run their equipment.
I could see that happening too.
That would be, to me, a lot more likely than Apple deciding to become its own in-house Sapphire producer.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so another piece that fits into this, however Apple chooses to use it, is up to them. As part of this whole deal with GTAT, they've been able to either purchase or license IP that GTAT owns related to Sapphire Glass production. Part of the deal includes the option to get more of that intellectual property. So if Apple wanted to take everything back, but then turn around and have some other company handle the production for them, they would have all the pieces in place. All they would need is to have the company come in and start making the glass for them.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, at this point, Apple could just buy GT Interactive, GT Advanced Technologies, thank you, and just have all the IP. And they could get it for pennies on the dollar because GTAT is worth a diddly right now.
That's true. They dropped, what is it, like 90% in their stock value yesterday?
Yesterday. And I am checking what they are doing today. They are all the way up to $1.50, which is an 88% increase. So, you know, still pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, and... okay, yeah, there you go. If they wanted, they could just go in and buy the company for super cheap.
Yeah, if this IP is really important to Apple, if they really do want Sapphire business, this would be the way to do it at this point.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. That would certainly be a much easier way to just get the whole process up and running the way they want. Yeah. All right. Well, now we're in a position where we just have to wait and see because there's no word from Apple on what they're planning on doing. And I'm assuming that if Apple decided they wanted to buy GTAT, part of that deal would include GTAT not saying anything until the deal's already done.
Yeah, that's probably very true.
Yeah, so we're kind of stuck waiting now. All right. So another thing that I wanted to take a look at today is the news that came out from Adobe yesterday. They started their Adobe Max conference this week. And so they always like to have some kind of big announcement to kick off the event. And the news this time I found to be really fascinating. What they did was they announced all these new mobile apps. So they're really targeting the iPhone and the iPad and the Microsoft Surface tablet as well. But the stuff that they're doing for the iPad and iPhone really caught my eye because what they're doing is they've started to create new apps and then revamp the apps that they've already had available. So we can now start doing a lot more photo editing and vector-based graphic creation on our iPads and then have that stuff seamlessly move over to the desktop versions of the app through Creative Cloud, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this and on one hand, I'm like, okay, so that's cool that they're making these apps to help us out. The thing that's really standing out to me though, is that Adobe is looking at mobile as the future for at least a substantial part of the graphic design process.
So are these iPad only apps or are these usable on multiple devices?
It's a combination. Some of the apps are iPad only, and some are iPhone and iPad, which would mean that they also work on the iPod Touch. So they have a version of Premiere called Premiere Clip. So you can actually do video editing on your iPad or your iPhone and then have that transfer over to Premiere on your Mac.
Wow.
Yeah. And some of these apps that – well, okay. So when Adobe released the Ink Stylus early this year and we reviewed it – and when I say we, I do mean I reviewed it. I didn't like particularly the apps that – they released at the same time. It was like a drawing and sketching app and then a vector type drawing app as well. And they just felt very anemic. And they just weren't that great. So I kind of bagged on Adobe a little bit. And then I wondered how long it was going to be before they released updated apps. And they never came. So I was actually getting to the point where I was starting to worry a little bit about what Adobe's true support for the Ink Stylus is going to be. Well, now I know why. It's because they were working hot and heavy on these updated versions of the apps that that tie in with Creative Cloud more. So
so Creative and these apps are free, is that right? And obviously are much better if you have a Creative Cloud subscription.
Well, they're free and they require a Creative Cloud subscription. However, they do not require a paid subscription. There's a free version that you can get, which gives you a little bit of storage, and it gives you the cloud sort of features that go along with a Creative Cloud subscription, just not as much. So, yeah, you can download these apps, use them for free, and then have your content synchronizing through Creative Cloud, just as if you were a paid subscriber. And, so you can use these apps, no problem.
Okay.
If
I wanted Photoshop on my Mac or Illustrator, then I would need a paid Creative Cloud subscription. But to use these apps, I do not need that same paid subscription. Is that right?
That is correct. Right. Huh. Yeah, you can use them totally for free. So you can do full-on Photoshop layer-based image editing and manipulation on your iPad. You can do Illustrator-like vector-based graphic design, and you can do video editing, and you can do all of this on your iPad right now. And then they have a couple other apps that just kind of tie in nicely with this. Like they have an app where you can take a photograph, and then if the contrast is high enough in the image, it will turn it into a vector graphic for you.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And so picture your kids. They draw something for you, and you're like, oh man, this would be awesome to have as a graphic that I could print or use in other things. Take a photograph of it. Let it convert to a vector for you, and now you have something you can open in Illustrator or another vector image editing app on your Mac.
Or vector up as a PDF and send to your favorite t-shirt shop.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's smart enough that it knows what text is. So it won't do OCR. It will do a really good job of vectorizing the text so that it doesn't look funky when you blow it up to bigger sizes. So yeah,
and which app is this?
This is Adobe. I think it's called Trace. They release so many apps at the same time.
Okay,
I'm drawing a blank on which one it is. So hold on. What I'm doing is stalling right now while I open up the article that I wrote. Okay,
right.
We follow. We knew that.
Yeah, that's fine though. That's
Adobe
how this
Shape.
Works. Shape.
Adobe
okay.
Shape. Yep.
Holy crap.
And it's
all
free.
Right. This is cool.
Yeah. And this is the kind of stuff you can use even when you're not a graphic designer.
Well, especially if you're not a graphic designer yet, right? I mean, this seems like, and perhaps Adobe knows this because they're smarter than I am, but, or knew this already, but this seems like, you know, the perfect gateway drug right? You know, I drew this. Now it's a vector thing. Gosh, I would love to learn how to change this one aspect. I don't need to learn how to create in Illustrator. I drew this. Now I want to just tweak this. And suddenly, 3 months later, you're spending your wee hours creating in Illustrator because you've learned all the little tricks along the way.
Sure. And yeah, and even if you're like, oh, geez, I don't want a full-on Creative Cloud subscription and I don't want to have Illustrator on my Mac because I'm intimidated or whatever, then
yeah,
you just
right.
download Illustrator Line for your iPad, and now you're doing the vector-based stuff right there.
Okay, well, we have to wrap up this show for two reasons. One is I think you're going to tell me that we're out of time anyway, but
yes.
B, I want to go download all this stuff.
All right, yeah. Download it. Let me know what you think. I'm really curious to get the to get an impression from someone that is not not like really deep into graphic design. So I would love to hear what you think.
I will happily do that. And you can tell I had my iPhone in my hand, ready to go, and hadn't even muted it, and then somebody called me. So there you go.
Yeah, it's probably someone calling saying, I'm loving the show right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. That's right.
So, yes. Okay. So, yes. And you were right on the other reason I was going to stop you. It's because we are out of time. So, thanks both of you for joining me today.
Yeah.
And thanks to Smile for being our sponsor this week. And I can't wait to see what interesting stuff we come up to talk with tomorrow, to talk about tomorrow. You know, that was going to be such a great wrap up. No, actually, it's really not easy for me to say. All right. How about instead if I say, okay, see everyone tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.